Lord, as we turn to your word, may our eyes be opened, our ears attuned to what you have to say, and may we plant in the field that is our heart the seeds that will grow our faith, that will cause our trust to blossom, and when the harvest time comes, show the fruits of labor that will abundantly produce in them a hope which is in you. In your name, Jesus. From Deuteronomy 32:2, the NIV version, let my teaching fall like rain and my words descend like dew, like showers on new grass, like abundant rain on tender plants. And from the King James version, my doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, and as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Doctrines are instructions, something received to be stored mentally. They point to something to make us aware of what we should be looking for, what we should be doing, and how we are to act. When the Lord says the words of my mouth and my teachings, he is sharing with us his thoughts and his will. And in this we learn not only how to live with one another, but we learn how to live with and according to him. His instructions bring life in order where chaos tries to reign and to rule. A drop can mean a drip, shed, flow, stream, or to pour out, as the rain, dew, small rain, and showers do. Why would the Lord find the need to express how his instructions come to us using four different types of drops? Well, as rain, it starts drop by drop, beginning slowly and increasing more and more until the whole revelation is complete, a downpour or a hard rain. The rain for us is the pouring out of God's word. And to us it comes from above and it falls upon the earth. It comes to us at times as a hard rain to wash away, strip away what is and to make it what was. A hard rain like this comes because the ground is so hard it just runs off and very little of it is absorbed. We've all witnessed summer storms where the rain comes so hard that it literally strips the leaves off the plants and the stalk is the only thing left standing. And then we can see it gather and pool up. To travel in mass, carving trenches in ditches and roads, it comes with a force. When the spiritual rains come, if we welcome them, then we will open our hearts to hear the words of God. His words will seep in, and over time the hard ground, our hearts, will begin to soften, and when it does, the planting goes faster, the crops become stronger, and the period of growth extends into the next rains. In other words, our faith grows. These types of rain are hard on what they fall on. They threaten to knock down or to bend over what they come into contact with, which often it comes to the point of breaking and uprooting, and then leaving the appearance that only damage has been done. But in truth, it has prepared the soil for the next rain, loosening it. And so it is with the words of the Lord. They too will not return to him void, giving the appearance that nothing has changed. What was once covered has now been laid bare. What was hidden by the foliage, by the covering of sin, we as the people wear, there, truth will find that those on whom it fell, they have begun either to have a softening of the heart, or they will have been uprooted because of the shallowness by which they live and believe. The dew is a covering from God, like that which gathers on the earth when the sun goes down and the cooler air begins to set in, and the water in the air, the humidity of the day, condenses and the droplets fall on the plants and the trees and the shrubs. So does the word of the Lord come to us at times under the cover of darkness, often after the heat of the day, the battles being won or lost, as the night sets in and there is rest. We are able to hear the word of the Lord, and it is taken in to water our hearts, to make our heart ready for planting or replanting. This covering is not to hide anything, but to refresh and renew. It sustains and prepares us for the dawn that is to follow. Being covered in dew is a symbol of prosperity and blessing. During periods of drought, dew helps plants to survive. It helps reduce stress. You see, some plants have trouble absorbing water directly, and so with the dew, the silent, gentle drops of moisture, as they are formed, they slowly seep into the plants, refreshing them. People need the daily reminder of the provisions of God. In the wilderness, water came from the rock, a hard or impossible place to quench a thirst. The manna, food of the angels, it was left by the dew, and it fed the people, giving them the sustenance of life that day's. Too much was waste. Not searching for and picking up for yourself, you would be famished, and it would reveal your lack of trust in God's provisions. Complaining of it showed lack of thankfulness, and the desire to covet it, pick up more than you needed, revealed the greed in one's heart. God will provide what you need. His word will sustain and nourish, refreshing you each day. And when the dew, his word, is held back, it suffers the mind, curses the body, and leads to estrangement, the pulling or falling away from God and the family of God. A covering is a fulfillment to life, and not just any life, but a life of prosperity through, in, and by the word of the Lord. As the small rain, it will be like sweeping showers that blow in and are quickly pushed through by strong, gusty winds. This rain, though, will not do harm to the tender plants. As it is not a hard driving rain, it is a rain that quickly gets pushed away. This was thought by many commentators to give a picture that the rain, the word of the Lord, will fall upon man, but he will have trouble absorbing it, of understanding it, and so testing and trials, the strong gusts of wind come upon the man. Often they threaten to uproot him, but if his roots are deep, if he puts his trust in the Lord, he can bend without breaking or being uprooted and falling down. And as the showers, it is like a continual rain which is necessary for the planting and the harvesting of the crops, the building of a budding relationship. The plant will absorb what is fed and in the sunshine process it and grow. And so it is with the people who drink from the word of God, who are rooted and grounded in his word, and who live and bask in the light of the world, our sunshine. These showers come in season, and they will do as they are intended to do and sent to do. And when the word of the Lord comes upon you, do you drink it like a man thirsting in the desert? Or do you sip only now and again, causing inflammation in the heart, in the soul, and in the body? Sometimes storms arise as the Lord needs to get our attention, and we're so distracted with where we are, we can't see where we're to go. And sometimes a gentle rain comes in, but we just sit and watch it pass as the winds of change pursue it. And in these times, we are passive to the commands of the Lord, and we have to be stirred to act or get involved with the word, and for that, we miss the blessings of the Lord. And other times, we find ourselves in a period of drought, where we have ignored the word of the Lord. We have found ourselves too busy to sit with him, to acknowledge who he is and all that he has done, and for that our relationship suffers as we do in body and spirit. You see, he will give us enough to keep us going, not wanting that any should perish, and because he is faithful in not leaving us or forsaking us, he will yet present to us a covering that will sustain us, but will not be enough to make us flourish. For that we need the showers. They come with the right force. They come in the right amount, and they come continually, encouraging us to grow like the plants, to spread out and to produce fruit. Teachings, doctrines, speech, and instructions, these are all persuasions made to us by the Lord. They are calls for us to join in with him, to follow him, to be in service to him in increasing his kingdom. He says to those who will listen, "Let my knowledge impart upon you, that you may know my ways, my thoughts, and my will. By this blessings will come, and life. Let my words soften your heart, open your eyes, unstop your ears, and give you cause to rise up renewed, refreshed, as the dawn, when it begins a new day, and there the dew of heaven left covering, which provides for you another day." Do not shield yourself from his word by hardening your hearts, But as the leaves of a plant rise from the stalk, stretching themselves to draw in the moisture from the rain, the shower, or the evening dew, so may you extend yourself towards heaven and receive your daily provisions to both physical needs in this world and the growth of your faith as he reveals himself to you. His word can come gently or rush in. It can seem to come out of nowhere and just be there when you need it. Always remember that those who seek his face will find it, and those that ask will be answered, and those that love him will be showered themselves in a love so great it will leave them wanting more. He will send what is needed, whether to soften the soil for planting or as sustainment for growing, and at harvest he will have before him that which has been tried, tested, and withstood the strong winds and the hard rains. And by the fruits of his harvest will he fill his storehouse, the kingdom of heaven. Maranatha.